So, Hare Krishna, Hare Bol. My dear devotees, I wanted to share with you something which totally inspires me in my own Krishna consciousness, which is the dancing of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Thank you.
Early in the morning, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates had risen from bed, taken a shower, and like different streams from a river, they walked through the very, very brisk morning atmosphere of Jagannath Puri to come to the temple of the Lord of the universe. They took darshan, and then they all assembled outside of the temple for the Panduvijaya ceremony of the Lord.
the Lord would come on that day out of the temple, and he would come on the top of a beautiful decorated chariot, and the devotees would pull that chariot on long ropes which resembled Anantashesha, the snake carrier of the Lord. The devotees would pull that chariot to the Gundicha gardens. In Orissa, when you want to teach a child how to walk, you call that Pahanti. You take the little arms of the child in your own hands, and you go backwards and induce the child, come, little child. And another relative will catch the child by the waist to hold it up. In the same way, the powerful priests of Lord Jagannath carried Lord Jagannath by holding him on his arms. They built a beautiful silk rope around his waist, and then they were carrying him out of the temple by lifting him up and moving him from one silken cotton cushion from the next. While they did this, they called out, "Jai Jagannath," and lifted him. It looked as if he would jump, and then he landed on the next silk cotton cushion. And then again, "Jai Jagannath," they carried him, and jum, and again to the next silken cotton, which sometimes blissfully exploded, so that there was cotton swap all in the air, and there was a big, big noise because the priests were banging rhythmically on their gongs. Do we have a gong? I think if we give to Jai Krishna, who's from a family of musicians, he can give us a little an idea. It was very loud. There were 20 gongs, and they all went like... It was really loud. This is a little bit like a mouse. But it was really loud. And above all this noise, there were millions of people chanting and looking and calling Jai Jagannath. Above the din of this voice, one voice could be heard. The voice shouted, "Manima!" It was an ecstatic voice. When you would hear it, tears would come in your eyes. It means Lord of the world. Manima. Who can imagine who was shouting this? Huh? I can't hear. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You know everything. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was shouting this. See, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the kirtans would sing, and millions of people would hear him. He didn't require both loudspeakers or amplification. He shouted, and the voice came directly to the heart of everyone. He shouted in an ecstatic voice this. Please shout with me. Manima!
Manima!
Oh, yes. Not like a mouse, like an elephant. Manima!
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 Lord of the world. Then he came to the devotees, and he decorated them with cooling sandalwood pulp. The sandalwood pulp soon became white on the bodies of the devotees, and they looked extremely beautiful. Then he took garlands which had been offered to Lord Jagannath before, and then he walked in the midst of the devotees and divided them into 7 Sankirtan parties. Each party had 2 midangas and many pairs of kartals. And he took these 7 parties and distributed them around the Jagannath cart. 4 parties, Sankirtan parties, came in front, 1 on each side of the chariot, and 1 in the back. And then the Lord of Kirtan started the kirtan. Soon this kirtan, which was a unique creation because there was so much love, became so loud that no other instrument could be heard in this group of millions of people. The devotees, as they chanted, became so inspired that the effulgence of their body increased, and they all became like moons. The devotees had an effulgence which made them look like storm clouds. Maybe you have seen in Radhadesh where there are ample clouds available, the storm clouds. They are very dark and they are pushed around by the wind. So the devotees were like these ecstatic clouds. They danced here and there and everywhere. And when they cried in ecstasy, their ecstatic tears appeared to be like a shower of rain. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, wild with love and forgetting their own selves, at every moment the devotees sang and danced surrounding Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They danced very energetic. But why does the shloka say that the whole universe became astonished? I mean, we have seen in the universe common German dances. We have seen the Russian dances of Kazakhstan and the Cossacks who dance on their heels and they throw their legs like this. We have seen dances from Rio de Janeiro doing the circus, or no, what is it? Carnival, I'm sorry. And in the West, we have seen jazz dance and rock dance. Why did the whole universe become amazed by these dances, the dances of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his devotees? My dear devotees, the reason is that Lord Chaitanya performed a miracle. He expanded in 7 forms in order to be able to dance in all the 7 groups. And that is happening when someone tastes the nectar of the holy name fully. He cannot stop. And he will pray to the Lord, my Lord, what good is one tongue and one set of ears if I would have many tongues and many set of ears? Then I could hear the chanting of your holy name to my full satisfaction. So because when we desire to expand, for instance, when there is a pizza party and we think, what good is one tongue and one stomach? If I would have 7 tongues and 7 stomachs, I could relish this pizza a little bit more. Then it remains just a dream which ends in a pious burp. But when the Lord desires to expand, he immediately becomes 7 forms. And he danced in these 7 forms while the devotees went mad with transcendental love. Please close your eyes and chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. My dear devotees, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was dancing so fast that his golden body resembled a firebrand which was whirled around. Or better, it resembled like a cartwheel. In a cartwheel spins around, you can't see the spokes any longer. So when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came more and more into the ecstasy of love of Godhead, you couldn't distinguish where were his legs, where was his arm or head, where were his hands, everything looked like a golden swish, a golden mass of light spinning around faster and faster as the ecstasy of love of God increased. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Oh, everybody again, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Rama, Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Suddenly the kirtan stopped. All the seven forms of the Lord became one form again. And then the Lord stepped before the cart. His eyes were fixed on the lotus eyes of Lord Jagannath. In fact, his eyes were like two bumblebees who had entered the lotus flowers of the Lord's eyes. He folded his hands and prayed these prayers. Please chant them with me if you know them. Namo Brahmanya Devaya Go Brahmana Hitaya Cha Jagat Hitaya Krishnaya Govindaya Namo Namaha. Then he prayed another prayer to Krishna, where he celebrates him as the Dear beloved son, darling son of Mother Yashoda, and the little boy, Nanda Tanuya, who came from Nanda, Jayati Jayati Devo Devaki Nandano Sa. But finally, at the highlight of his prayers, he prayed, My Lord, I'm not a Brahmana. I'm not a Kshatriya. I'm also not a merchant or a Sudra. Nor am I a Brahmachari, a Grihastha, a Vanaprastha or Sannyasi who walks around begging and preaching. I'm all this not. In my deepest core, I'm only the servant of the servant, of those servants who serve the Lord, who is the beloved of the gopis in Vrindavan. And as his emotions surged high, when he said goodbye to this world of positions and titles and embraced his eternal identity as a servant of Lord Krishna, as his emotions surged high, he desired to dance the Udanda dance. Do you know the Udanda dance? In the Udanda dance, the dancer becomes like a stiff stick. Very tall. Mahaprabhu is very, very, very tall. He doesn't fit easily through this temple door because his height is 2 meters 10. Very, very tall. If he raises his arms, he is extremely tall. So if he jumps with his arms raised and body stiff, it's quite something. Whenever the Lord jumped very high, it seemed as if he would leave the planet Earth, and when he came back, the Earth shook so much that the mountains and the oceans trembled. I can imagine if someone would have had a cup of tea, the tea would vibrate at the landing of the Lord. And he became so ecstatic that all the hairs of his body stood on end. In fact, his body looked like a simuli tree. When the simuli tree blossoms, it produces a very fine white fiber which stands away from the tree and hangs down like this. There was sweat, so much sweat, that as he was sweating due to ecstasy, he was drenching everyone around him. With his voice, he wanted to say Jagannath, but he could only say ja ja ga ga, the first two syllables, ja and ga, Jagannath. Huh? Ja ja ga ga, jag ja ga ja. Tears came from his eyes like a fountain. People became so wet, bzzz, because it came like this. The bodily color changed. At one time he was pale. Then he turned into a golden color. Then he looked red like the sun looks when it rises at dawn time. The next moment, Lord Chaitanya's body changed and he looked as white as a Mallika flower. These are very small little flowers which smell very nicely. They grow in Vrindavan and they are very white. And then he became motionless. He fell on the ground. His hands were like dried sticks. He stopped breathing. And then as he was lying on the ground, something very transcendental happened. His tears mixed with the mucus from his mouth and it builded foam. Now, my dear devotees, if any one of us should start to foam, we would say, Gaurahari, get the broom. The bucket and so on. But when the Lord foams, that is very beautiful. Do you know that every day you eat three times the saliva of the Lord? He has eaten prasadam and the remnants with his Shri saliva are there for you. And you don't think, well, this is a little bit too intimate. No, you eat very, very vigorously without considering this to be inappropriate. So Shubhananda, listen to Shubhananda, and he is a true transcendentalist to be glorified with 1,000 tongues by us. Shubhananda Prabhu, he took the foam of the Lord, the Shri foam of the Lord, and he ate it, and everyone envied him. Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to dance another dance, the Tandava Nritya. This is a dance danced by Lord Shiva at the time of the cosmic dissolution. Here the dancer goes into a wild frenzy which cannot be stopped. But before Lord Chaitanya danced this dance, he whispered into the ear of Swarup Damodar, sing this song now, sing this song, I want to dance to this song. And Swarup Damodar immediately understood. He's the best singer of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's singers. His singing is so amazing that stones have been reported to melt when he sings. So he sang in this very sweet but loud voice a song which I would like to translate for you in English. The song said, now I have gained the Lord of my life, in the absence of whom I was burned by the fire of Cupid and withered away. And as he sang this again and again, now I have gained the Lord of my life, in the absence of whom I was burned by the fire of the God of love and withered away. As he sang this again and again, with heart and soul, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to dance to this song. He gestured towards the car where Lord Jagannath sat. When he sang, now I have gained the Lord of my life, he made this movement showing that you have come to me now. You are back, my Lord. I am no longer alone. You are with me now. And when he would sing, in the absence of you, I was as if burning alive in a fire. He made gestures as if he was withering away in the fire. As Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced theatrically like this, Lord Jagannath's eyes became bigger and bigger and bigger. If Gaura did not move, Syama was motionless. In other words, if Lord Chaitanya did not move, Lord Jagannath also became motionless. But when Gaura moved, which is another name for Radha, Syama, which is another name for Krishna, moved again. When Gaura stopped, Syama stopped. And then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu surprised those who were not initiated. He raised all of a sudden in the kirtan his hands, and on the top of his voice he sang a well-known love song. This love song will make a Hare Krishna devotee blush. It is about a woman who remembers her first rendezvous with a man who later became her husband. She says, "I long back for our first meeting, which took place in a little straw hut under a tree at the bank of the Revati River. There you came to me. Our love was fresh and wild, and we embraced, not caring for any outside noises. But now I'm married to you, and our relationship is boring." That is the love song. Very heavy love song. Why did the Lord sing this super heavy love song? That is a secret which we will listen to in a few minutes. But first we have to purify our heart by chanting a little bit more the Hare Krishna mantra, so that we will not faint with a wrong understanding. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced this beautiful dance, and when he sang this amazing love song, he remembered Srimati Radharani's emotions. As you all know, Krishna left Vrindavan at a very a time where everyone felt the deepest pangs of separation. When Krishna left, the cows didn't eat anything anymore. They kept the last morsel of grass in their mouths, which Krishna had fed them. When Krishna left, his cowherd boyfriends, who used to jump and play all day, were just lying down in a valley by the Govardhan hill, unable to move due to sadness. The waters of the Jamuna, who were deep blue, turned white like the tears which run from the face of a lover who lost her only beloved. Much later, Radharani and the gopis met Krishna again in Kurukshetra. And Radharani addressed Krishna, who by now had become a king, with words which were full of separation. She said, "Krishna, you and me are the same, but the environment is not the same. You are as you were, and I am as I was at our first meeting. But I so much long for the environment of Vrindavan. Please return with me there. Here in Kurukshetra, there are vast crowds of people. There are elephants, horses. Everywhere I hear the sound of marching military. In Vrindavan, there are forests of flowers. The nightingales and the bees sing. And the cuckoos on the fifth note. Here in Kurukshetra, you are dressed like a king, and all your companions are warriors in armor. There in Vrindavan, you are my Krishna, with a flute in your mouth and with gopas all around you. Here, on the ground of Kurukshetra, there is no drop of happiness in comparison to what I tasted in Braj with you. Now listen very carefully. Please come with me. Have Leela with me in Vrindavan. For others, their hearts are in their breasts. But for me, my heart is only in Vrindavan. So Braj is my residence. Our happy meeting should take place there. Come, come, now come." And as Radha said this, she took the reins, or the chariot with the gopis, and brought the Lord who was sitting on the chariot back in the direction of Vrindavan. The festival of the chariot is a loving festival where Radha pulled Krishna back to Vrindavan. For devotees of Krishna, this festival is a feeling festival where they try to pull the Lord back into their hearts. This is the secret of the festival. This is the secret why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sang out this amazing love song, where the beloved is saying to the lover, or the lover is saying to the beloved, "The atmosphere is not right here. Come back to the loving atmosphere which we are used to have in our relationship." Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
premanani hare 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 bo
hare krishna. We will now continue with the kirtan and invite Manu to come and lead the kirtan. I just wanted to say a great thank you from us here who celebrate Jamashtami in Goloka Dham. A great thank you to all the devotees who came from Radhadesh. These are the heroes of Radhadesh. They just completed a 2.5 month kirtan course, and they are all lions of kirtan now and lionesses of kirtan. So thank you very much that you have come and given joy to our hearts, and let us now all sing together Hare Krishna.